A Siena College professor has embarked on a research project to investigate and preserve the heritage of French-Canadian workers in upstate New York. French professor Janet Scheidler is trying to catalog and tell the stories of the nearly 1 million miners, textile, and other workers who moved from Quebec to New York. She says that the I Remember project stems from her graduate experience at McGill University in Montreal.
I was a tour guide taking people from Western Massachusetts up to Canada and was hired to do that since my specialty at that point was French Canada. They thought I would be able to give them a glimpse into Quebec. Well, surprise to me, as I looked at the list of passengers for one of those trips, I saw Courchene, Beauchemin, Leblanc, and every single name without exception was a French Canadian or a French name. And I turned to a gentleman in the front, Monsieur Rivard, and I said, "What is this about?" And he said, "We're Franco-Americans. All of our families immigrated from Quebec." There was really little known about this population of almost 1 million who had left French Canada to immigrate to the northeastern United States. And so I was stunned. And Monsieur Rivard said, "You know, someone has to tell our story." And I said, "I promise I'll do so." So it is a promise that I made to someone who became a very dear friend.
From what I understand, you are finding that many of these French-Canadian immigrants tended to work in textile mills and mines. Is that the case?
Indeed. You know, a great deal of research has been done regarding Franco-Americans in New England. But our focus is on New York, and so that adds some other dimensions. Mining, as you suggested, lumber camps as well, and farming. There are people who, in essence, carried on the same type of livelihood that they left behind in French Canada.
You mentioned that more than 1 million French Canadians immigrated south to this region.
Yes.
Why did they come?
You know, it was sort of a combination, and I think in that way it's true for immigrants today, a combination of economic and political factors in the homeland and opportunity just south of the border here in the United States. So in Quebec, you had land that had been depleted because of being tilled generation after generation. You had a government that at the time, and we're talking the 1830s, 1840s, insisted that that was the vocation of these people, that they were born and created by God to be farmers, and they should be happy. They should be content with that. So you had poverty, and you had people being told, "This is good. This is a blessing." And meanwhile, they see some of their compatriots leaving and finding salaried work in the United States. We have, of course, the rise of the textile mills throughout New York, and I shouldn't say throughout New York, in Cohoes, New York, and then throughout New England. And so word was out. Also, many of the companies sent some of those early French Canadians back to their villages to spread the word. So there was an active recruitment. Word might not have made it to 1 million people had it not been for the aggressive recruitment of, frankly, a cheap labor force.
So what are the stories of the French Canadians like?
The multiplicity and the richness of it is, I think, what people don't at first glance appreciate. And that was certainly the case for me when I started studying New England Francos. We think of textile mill workers, but of course there were also people who came because they knew that there would be this working class that would need a dentist and a doctor who would appreciate having a journalist who could write in their language. Priests, nuns. So you had virtually every socioeconomic class. You had whole families. You had single people who were just trying to make it to see if this would work, send money back home. They're successful, so the whole family comes. So you had a really cross-section of French-Canadian society, ultimately.
There's a short film showing what you and the students are doing mm-hmm. to document the French-Canadian immigrants. And a couple of the students talked about the importance of showing the diversity and the history of these groups. Do you think that that is particularly important now with the way the nation is?
Absolutely. We tend to look at Franco-Americans in particular as being a historical entity. And in truth, their story is the immigrant story. It's about people who leave behind everything that's familiar, take some of their customs and traditions with them in an effort to transplant those values and customs, and adopt new, adapt to a new environment, and contribute immensely to all of our society. And that, I think, is what is forgotten along the way.
The research is being funded by a Common Heritage grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Family stories and artifacts are being collected and digitized. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.